This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with Tina Camellia, Tisha Ik and Sumitra Selvaraj.
So we've been asking you on Twitter, is work an appropriate place to share your personal hobbies and interests? 60% of you have said yes and 40% have said no. We'll be interested, for those of you who said no, have you had a specific encounter situation where perhaps...
Irritant.
Yes.
Saris, perhaps.
We're back on that.
Colleague of yours, or even your supervisor, because our story is related to somebody in a supervisory position,
which is important.
Blurring the lines between their personal interests and using the workplace as a platform to spread the gospel, so to speak. So take that poll on Twitter at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. And our second story is
the news about Jerry Foxhoven's, whose emails referencing Tupac was first reported by the AP several days ago. NPR then made a public records request to obtain the emails that Foxhoven sent to his 4,300 employees with a lot of Tupac references. Mm. The story has since been reported by the New York Times, Washington Post, among others, and has even travelled outside of the US. BBC picked it up yesterday, so did The Guardian, and now... So
have we, yeah.
Yes, well, we're talking about it.
Tupac has been recently cited in Klang, hasn't he? So it's relevant for us. But first, let's find out what's the deal with Tupac Shakur. On the line is Othniel Ting. He produces and presents BFM's The Flow, which is a weekly show featuring neo-soul, hip-hop and R&B music. Oth, first of all, are you a fan of Tupac and why do you love him?
I guess when it comes to fans, there are two types of Tupac fans. One is the type that would write Tupac quotes on social media, on Facebook posts. You know, they will take a picture of the sunset and put a Tupac quote. And then on the other hand, you have the casual type of fans like me that can't really escape his music because he was one of the greats of the, you would say, the golden age of hip-hop besides Notorious B.I.G. So there's no really escaping Tupac. So yeah, I'm more of a casual fan, but I respect him.
What is your take then on this story about Jerry Foxhoven and his Tupac emails, which seems to be more closely to the first type of fan that you were describing? What were your initial thoughts or reactions?
When I found out about the news, my initial thoughts were, okay, some young guy probably confessed his love for Tupac way too much. But when I found out it was a 66-year-old man from Iowa, from Midwest, I think, 66-year-old white man from the Midwest. I was a bit shocked, and there's a little part in me that was a bit happy as well because it shows how far we have come and how, like, even old white people can even enjoy and relate to Tupac's raps. So I guess I was pretty happy to find out he was a 66-year-old man as well. But I was a bit confused because I didn't think that would get you fired, but apparently it can. So I was very confused and surprised, actually.
That describes a lot of us, I think. But tell us a little bit about Tupac's legacy. How has he influenced the rap scene?
I guess when it comes to Tupac, there's a famous line from him that that he didn't choose the thug life, but the thug life chose him. So he is famously known for being a rapper with heart because he not only rapped about like the standard topics that rappers talk about, which is like their bling, their grills, their women, their fast cars, but Tupac rapped about other things as well that is very inspirational, like respecting women and other things. So I guess that's why he's so quotable in terms of putting motivational quotes on social media and stuff. So, and that set him apart from other rappers as well.
And there are, however, still all these stereotypes associated with rap and hip-hop music. So do you think that's why this story blew up? I mean, because perhaps Foxhoven isn't what you'd imagine a Tupac fan to be.
I personally think the story blew up because of how ridiculous it is. Let me just give you an example. Like, what if a person did the exact same thing, but instead of Tupac quotes, he put like a Miley Cyrus quote or Taylor Swift quote? I don't think he'll be fired for it. I mean, I can understand why people would get pissed with Miley Cyrus as well. Like, oh, she was in Wrecking Ball. She's not good at inspiration for the youth. But even to fire someone because they quote Miley Cyrus, that's a bit ridiculous. And Tupac is pretty inspirational. And for them to fire a 66-year-old, I mean, take away his livelihood and stuff, it's a bit much. And, apparently someone snitched and one employee wasn't happy that he kept quoting Tupac. So that employee reported it. And you know what they say about snitches? Snitches get stitches. Nah, I'm joking. But it's pretty ridiculous. But I think he has got street cred. And I think the Tupac community will really appreciate him. And I think now he's pretty iconic right now. And you can say he's invited to weekend barbecue parties.
Did he just say snitches bring stitches?
Snitches get stitches. You get what's coming to you.
Evidently, Othniel Ting, producer and presenter of BFM's The Flow, which is on every Friday at 10 p.m, bringing his own bit of thug life to the Daily Digest.
Yeah, we couldn't have done it without him.
No. So are we fans of Tupac?
I am a casual fan, just like...
I am a casual fan as well.
And a fan of music, right? But I really don't think that this story is about Tupac. It goes a little bit deeper. Let's just find out, who is Jerry Foxhoven anyway, and why is he making the news? He is, of course, a self-confessed 66-year-old white man, and until last month he was Iowa's Director of Human Services. He is a Tupac super fan,
having been a super fan,
having been one since the 90s when the rapper was still alive, and during his 2-year tenure as a department director, he had celebrated his birthday with a Tupac-themed baked goods featuring Thug Life cookies. Thug Life cookies? Okay. He played the rapper's music in the office on Tupac Fridays. Is that a thing?
Yes, Tupac Fridays is a thing.
I think it would have been better if it was Tupac Tuesdays.
Alliteration.
For the alliteration.
Yes. Right. He has sent at least 350 emails with Tupac quotes to thousands of his employees. Okay, and here's where it gets weird. He's also assigned Tupac as mandatory reading for his class at Drake University, where he taught law. Okay.
Yeah, so he is definitely a super fan.
You think?
Yeah. But last month, he sent an email to his employees to mark his 2-year work anniversary, as well as to mark Father's Day that weekend, which also fell on Tupac's birthday. And then the following workday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds told him to resign. The timing of his mass email, featuring a large image of the rapper smiling, and his resignation obviously led to speculations among his staff that they might be related cases. And there was initially no explanation given for his firing. The governor's office would not confirm or deny that his rap references were part of the reason for his dismissal. But the governor's spokesperson did say that the governor wanted to go in a new direction.
Oh,
very vague.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Anyway, Foxhoven did say that he was aware of at least one individual who was not a fan of his Tupac quotations.
The same person
who had complained about it to state legislators. But Foxhoven doubted that Tupac was a factor for his abrupt dismissal. Plus, because more than a dozen of his staff reportedly wrote back to praise him for his emails. "You are such a breath of fresh air, Jerry," one staff member wrote in response, according to emails obtained by NPR.
Exactly the kind of vocabulary that a Tupac fan would use.
Not.
So you must be curious about the content of these emails. So according to NPR's findings, in one email, Jerry had dispensed career advice, noting that he was inspired by the Tupac song Changes. And in another email for Valentine's Day, he wrote, quote, "Isn't it wonderful that we have a day to celebrate love," followed by a quote from Tupac's Dear Mama. And the one that he sent right before his ouster included a Tupac quote, "Pay no mind to those who talk behind your back. It simply means that you are 2 steps ahead."
I actually would take more offense to the fact that he's sending out an email on Valentine's Day saying, "Isn't it wonderful that we have a day to celebrate love," more than the quote itself.
So maybe Foxhoven was fired for quoting Tupac too much. Maybe the governor really did want to go in a new direction. All just a mystery, like Tupac's death. But as Tupac once sang, "It's crazy. It seems it'll never let up. but please, you got to keep your head up, Foxhoven. Ultimately, Foxhoven said he's glad that his emails about his favorite artists have now made the news because it allows for a discussion about stereotypes and music. So,
I don't know. I think much of the chatter is just around how ridiculous his dismissal is, unfortunately. Simply because, I mean, for me, it's... I'm pretty sure labor laws in the US are pretty strict on whether you can dismiss anyone without
due process,
yes,
or
exactly.
investigations, yes. or performance improvements.
That's right, due process,
and especially for a public public office. Mm-hmm. I think that there is legislation where they have it has to be made public the reason for dismissal.
Right.
And I think some of the local news outlets have been trying to get hold of that record to see the exact reason for his dismissal.
If you take Tupac out of the equation here, what is this? You're talking about somebody has made a complaint about their superior because they're unhappy with a certain behavior that the superior has exhibited in the office. Mm. I think that's fair. The content of the emails isn't it drove this employee crazy, but it's not Tupac. It's the fact that he felt that he was receiving emails that were inappropriate,
and
therefore
Valentine's
he had
Day.
A right about Valentine's, Day, but and therefore he had a right to put in a complaint. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
But of course, with all issues related to workplace, you know, your dismissal and all that, your behavior or your actions have to show that it impacted your work performance.
Exactly.
So just hypothetically, would having Tupac-themed cookies and sending inspirational quotes from Tupac really have affected the way he performed at the workplace in his position?
It's coming from his boss, though.
Mm.
There is a power difference that you have to think about here. You know, it's different from, you know, somebody, a colleague of yours who's got an irritating hobby, who's trying to foist it upon you constantly, as opposed to your boss coming up to me, coming up to you and saying, hey, guess what? You know, remember my baking hobby? Here's what I made over the weekend. Have one.
And therefore, you feel compelled
to respond, you know.
What are you going to say? Mm. No, I don't like it. Mm. And we were having this conversation earlier. You know, you feel that you can't even tell sometimes people in a higher power differential from you that, you know, please remove me from this broadcast list. I do not want to be spammed by your kind. It's easy enough to do it to a peer.
Yeah.
But when it comes from somebody who is above you on the food chain.
So on WhatsApp, Chia says, nowhere is a good place to share anything personal unless it's required. And there's another message. It's okay to share personal hobbies and interests in the workplace. I did that. I mean, I guess our question was quite general because sharing is different, as you said, Sumitra, from almost imposing it on those in your work environment.
That's a nice way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it also depends on what the interests are. Because if it's something that is more, I suppose, where it has more mainstream appeal, it might not be too...
Aha, but what is mainstream?
Right. Like,
so I think in Iowa, Tupac wouldn't be mainstream, right?
I was thinking in the Malaysian context, if we discuss about food all the time, if we share about our food adventures over the weekend, it's not even, we won't even consider it as a personal interest or personal hobby. But I think a lot of us would consider ourselves a foodie, even a casual one, if not a super foodie fan.
But there might be one person in the office who's perhaps a vegan and who's hearing about these constant scarfing down of steaks and shrimp and just going, oh, I don't want to hear this anymore. It's offensive to my system.
Yeah. Or in reverse, if the vegan is trying to convert us all by sending out vegan quotes.
Vegans would never do that, would they?
Right.
So we had asked you on Twitter, is work an appropriate place to share your personal hobbies and interests? Most of you still think yes, it is. That's 62% of you, and 38% of you said no.
Yeah, so just yesterday after the story had garnered so much public interest, the governor's spokesperson, Pat Garrett, released a statement saying that, as the governor has said, a lot of factors contributed to the resignation of Jerry Foxhoven. Of course, Tupac was not one of them. Do you buy it? Let us know. Keep the conversation going. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or you can look us up on Facebook, BFM The Bigger Picture. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast from our website, bfm.my/dailydigest, or you can find us on Spotify, as well as you can download our BFM app. That's all we have this hour. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn is Law and Behold with Lim Soo Ann. She will be discussing the right to health and whether there is a place for economic, social and cultural rights. To take you to the top of the hour, of course, it's none other than Tupac featuring Talent with Changes. Thanks for listening to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.